Hello, I am Lorna Jesty, and I'm joined by Mike Spivey to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Mike will start us off with Information Desk.
We'd like to thank Mrs. Bob's Beer for the stamps. These will, of course, be sent on to Vision Norfolk. Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk of Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH, events held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
The Norwich Macular Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in the treatment of macula. Refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. The next meeting will be on Friday, 10th of February.
Vision Norfolk invites you to visit the new exhibition at Museum of Norwich, the Bridewell, called Threads of Connection, a creative response to our textile heritage. This exhibition has been curated by a local women's wellbeing group, supported by an organisation called Art at Work. It's on Wednesday the 8th of February 2023, from 10:30 till 12 noon, and it costs £7. Bethan, the curator, will be giving a short talk and handling session about the history of the textiles trade. Meet two members of the Art at Work project and have a chance to get hands-on and create an artwork inspired by the Norwich pine motif that features strongly in Norwich textile design. Please call Mark or Helen to book by Wednesday the 1st of February 2023.
As required under the Road Traffic Regulation Act 1984, Part 3, Sections 23 and 25... Norfolk County Council hereby give notice that the recently installed zebra pedestrian crossing and an associated zebra-controlled area on the Hall Road in the city of Norwich, at a point 60 metres northeast of the centre line of its junction with Cecil Road, replaced the Puffin light-controlled crossing at this location. The notice for the temporary traffic regulation order for the work on this crossing was advertised on 21st of October 2022. Distances measured are to the centre line of the pedestrian crossing. The reason for the zebra pedestrian crossing proposal is to provide a safer environment for pedestrians within an urbanised area. A copy of the plan for this recently installed zebra pedestrian crossing can be viewed online at norfolk.citizenspace.com/. They may also be inspected during normal opening hours at Norfolk County Council, County Hall, Martineau Lane, Norwich, or via transportfornorwich@norfolk.gov.uk. However, office staffing levels have been reduced and viewing online would be recommended. Any person who wishes to comment on this zebra pedestrian crossing should write to NP Law, Norfolk County Council, County Hall, Martineau Lane, Norwich, NR1 2DH, marked for the attention of Ms. S. Lowe, L-O-W-E, by no later than 21st of February 2023. They may also be emailed to trafficorders@norfolk.gov.uk. The officer dealing with these proposals is Mr. T. Limbu or Mr. T. Linford. Telephone number 03 44 8 00 8020.
Before we finish Information Desk, we have a message from three Chatterbox volunteers, Alison Applin, Tim Edwards and David Potten. Here is their message. As you know, we recorded a selection of articles from the Let's Talk magazine every month from April 2014 to December 2022. We understand that these recordings of Chatterbox Let's Talk were quite popular, and several listeners have written in to say that they're sorry that the magazine has closed down and the recordings have stopped. We are therefore proposing to produce our own monthly magazine with a similarly diverse content. Nostalgia, local features, a regular quiz, seasonal nature notes, celebrity recollections from David Clayton, timely advice from Citizens Advice and Vision Norfolk, a touch of humour, and of course a final word from Neil Haverson, estate at Shady Pines. We would welcome any suggestions you may have for this forthcoming venture, which we aim to launch in March. We especially want suggestions from you for a title. We cannot call it Let's Talk, so what other ideas do you have? Please put your suggestions in your wallet when you return this week's memory stick. That's all for Information Desk this week, so I'll ask Lorna to introduce our fourth set of news stories.
Thank you, Mike.